I think through my time here, I've been very fortunate that I've played in some really good teams. But as far as squad wise, and the gaffer and the coaching staff and the club as a whole, I think it sort of, we were going up and up and up, and then we came back down. And I think we've levelled off. Everybody knows their sort of roles and that within the club, and I feel that it's a great place to be for the players. And I say I'm blessed that I've been able to have so long here. So long may that continue. But we've got a fantastic squad of players, and we've got a real belief that we can do something, and we've got a hunger to do something. I think throughout my whole time here, I would definitely say that every team that I've played in, we all want to achieve something, and it's no different this year.
I know we know what football's like, and you learn your lessons sort of along the way. I think I'm right in saying that you, Lewis and Inigo are probably the only three players left in the starting 11 that played at Derby in what was probably quite a painful experience in the playoffs. What did you learn from that, and is that helpful now when you're in this position?
I think, we knew Derby were a good side. And on the day, the first leg we played really well and we deserved to be ahead, and we were down. And on the day we went chasing the game, and we got punished. It was a really disappointing day, obviously, personally and for the club, that we get put out the playoffs. But you look back on these things and you take things from it, and that's the important thing when you suffer a setback, is you learn from it and you move on and you try and improve and do better the next time. And Derby, I've done really well this year. We've got a great squad of players, but we're going in Saturday and we believe that we can do something, because we've got a good squad as well, and I'm sure it'll be a really good game.
Because everyone knew them as a great squad then. Obviously, things didn't quite work out for them in terms of their promotion ambitions. But now, do you see yourselves very much on a level pegging now, and you maybe proved that against the likes of Hull, Burnley already this season?
I think when I'm in these situations, when I'm talking to the media, I always say the same things. It's such a tight league from top to bottom. It's really tight, and I think, on the day, anyone can beat anyone. But the main thing for us is consistency, that we're consistently out there and we're putting on good performances, and when we're at it, we're a match for anyone, and hopefully we can keep doing that.
Especially defensively. I mean, we've been talking to Chris about their defensive attributes, but actually, with your defensive attributes against a free-flowing side, it's an interesting matchup, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everybody knows what sort of game Derby will play, and I'm sure they'll sort of know what game we'll play. So it'll be, a good test for both teams. But it's one that we're all really looking forward to, and hopefully we can get the right result.
Inevitably, when you're playing Derby, and then you've got Middlesbrough with QPR sort of sandwiched in the middle, a lot of focus on these three games. How much do you have to just sort of think, well, actually, it's only nine points we can actually get, and it's only 9 points we can actually lose? So,
yeah, I think, when the fixtures first came out, you look at the sort of the likes of Middlesbrough, Derby, that have spent a lot of money in the summer, and it's a lot of games that the supporters and the players all look forward to. Oh, there's Derby or Middlesbrough. But, you are where you're supposed to be over the course of a season. We've played 19 games, is it? And we're doing really well at the minute, but where we want to be is top of the league come the end of the season. It's another game that's put in front of us, and we'll focus on Derby, and once that's done, we'll focus on the next one. So it is really much like that. But as you said, it's three good games for us.
Because if there was only a lesson to be learned, it was Derby and what happened to them in their season, where one crucial injury maybe and a few things didn't quite go to plan, where your season can derail slightly, can't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone involved in football was quite surprised at what happened to Derby. They were doing so well, and then, Chrissy came out of the team, and they sort of struggled at times. But, they've really spent quite a bit of money in the summer, and they've got a big squad of players. I mean, you only need to look at the bench to see the likes of Benty's on there, and there's other players on there. So it's a good squad, but you can look at Derby, but we like to look at ourselves and what we're doing, and we'll just keep focusing on us and see where it takes us.
But interesting, obviously Chris well, and obviously Darren as well.
Yeah, they're good lads. When I go away with the Scotland squad, the Derby boys are great lads, but you know, there'll be no friendships this weekend. It'll be a tough game, but it's one, as I said, you know, we're all looking forward to, and hopefully we can get the win.